This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Morning, America. I know it's been a while since you heard that. My apologies. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Today, let me tell you what's been going on, and I will tell you what is about to go on. Gun Owners News Hour is a show that a guy that helped me get my start in the gun talk genre. He was the one that was very instrumental in just helping me begin. And that would be Larry Pratt, the former executive director of Gun Owners of America. Larry came on my show, which I was just doing regular old talk radio back in 2010. He would come on my show, and we would talk about Fast and Furious, because nobody was talking about Fast and Furious in 2010. We had just had Barack Obama elected to office, if you remember. So when that show went away, when I lost that show, I was the lone conservative in the former home of Air America in Columbia, South Carolina. When that show went away, then I approached Mr. Pratt and I said, would you let me do a webcast podcast? Which he put in play. I mean, I owe this show the very existence of the show that I do here at Genesis, Lock and Load. I owe that, my humble beginnings, to him. So let's talk about Gun Owners News Hour. Gun Owners News Hour was Larry Pratt's show, and some things happened to Larry that were very, very unfortunate, sort of unforced errors, unforced errors, if you want to put it that way. And so I stepped in to take the helm of Gun Owners News Hour. And I am honored to be the host of Gun Owners News Hour. Now, what you've been hearing lately have been pre-recorded hours, or which this show is pre-recorded, of course. But you've been hearing hours from Lock and Load with Bill Frady, which is my show. And starting in September, this will segue from being Lock and Load, or excuse me, I stand corrected. This will segue from being Gun Owners News Hour to Lock and Load with Bill Frady Weekend Edition. All that will change, will be the intro music, and that's it. The same content, the same kind of stuff. Mr. Pratt, he and I have different broadcast styles, and that's as it should be. But what I do here now is essentially doing a rebadged Lock and Load with Gun Owners News Hour. So we're going to take that and just switch it over. It's just going to be a name change and everything else for the affiliates that are listening right now. I think what we're going to be doing is just leaving it the same on Westwood One, so there's no labeling changes or anything, just so that you guys can have this content that I'm so pleased to bring to you. So let's kick off with a topic, shall we? We got a little bit of time here. Have you noticed that in these presidential debates for the Democratic nomination, which is a clown car? It's a clown car. It's nearly big enough to be a minor league baseball team, that field. In their debates, I've been hearing nothing. And I mean nothing. I've been hearing nothing about stuff like abortion, which is supposed to be one of their pet projects. That's supposed to be their thing. The women's reproductive rights and all that other nonsense that never existed. Of course, it's not articulated in the Constitution. It was found, if you would. But they are all on board with gun control. Now, I haven't noticed. Well, okay. The presumed front runner of this, Joe Biden, he got out there the other day after the Gilroy incident, the Gilroy Rampage killing, where you had a guy who had a gun that was illegal in California with a magazine or magazines that are illegal in California, and he's too young to own a gun. I think he was 19 years old, so he's too young to own a gun in California, and he went to the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, which is apparently a big festival, and he cut his way through a cyclone fence. Because they had armed guards and metal detectors and everything to get into the venue. And he cut his way in, and then he shot the place up. Immediately after that, because this is what Democrats do, immediately after that, Joe Biden got out there and said, how long are we going to allow this to happen? How long is it going to be before we fix our broken gun laws? Except he's talking about California with a K. In California, for example, they have overlapping laws in a lot of cases. They already had something called 5150 in place. And 5150 is it's not just the title of a Van Halen album, as I like to say. It's also a statute whereby you can be picked up and put into a 72-hour involuntary hold for observation if they think you may be a danger to yourself or others. So, because that wasn't enough, they decided that they were going to go with gun violence restraining orders, where now they just go and take your guns. If you come down on a gun violence restraining order, for example, you get to stay out on the street, which is one day they're actually going to serve one on somebody that they should have taken off the street. And then I wonder what the liability will be then, because it's not the guns that are going out and getting in the car and driving somewhere to go kill somebody. The guns have nothing to do with that. The guns are a tool. They're an inanimate object. They have no moral compass. It's the perpetrator that's doing that. And they're going to leave one out on the street. If you cannot be trusted to carry a gun out in the open, then you cannot. You should not be allowed to be moving around without a custodian. Sorry. I wish I'd said that, but David Kodria said that. So, Joe Biden was talking about this, and this is the thing about gun control. Gun control fails. Gun control stops nothing. Gun control stops no madmen. Gun control does absolutely zero. And gun-free zones and having pre-positioned people and metal detectors and all those other things, those control that point of entry. And that's it. If somebody wants to do something, they will do it. People that want to kill people are very imaginative. It can be a guy with a knife in a bus in China who kills 20 people. It can be, a bunch of guys with some box cutters getting on airliners and ramming them into buildings. There's a lot of ways to kill people. It can be a guy renting a truck and running through a bunch of people in Nice, France. The idea that we can stop these kinds of killings by simply restricting the tool is crazy. The gun is not the weapon. The weapon is what's between their ears. It's their intent. It's what they're willing to do. What do they have the capacity to do? The capacity is what they're willing to do. If they have the capacity for extreme violence, then they are very, very, very dangerous. And it doesn't matter what you put in their hands. You can give them a salad fork, and they can hurt people with a salad fork. So, I was just watching those debates, and it's not about public safety. And I don't even know if they try to make that a subterfuge anymore. I think maybe they probably don't. But it's not about public safety. It's about trying to push for the next gun control law. Because, of course, the next gun control law, on top of the 23,000 that we've already got, the next one is what actually is going to stop all crime, all violence, all things. Don't you know it? I mean, you should. You should know this. If you don't know it by now, well, I can't really help you. I can't help you with that if you don't know it by now. But this is a new era on this show that comes on the weekend. This begins a new thing. These are going to be bespoke. No more reruns from the week. I promise you that. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NRA. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. August the 1st, three of the most outspoken NRA board members resigned from the NRA Board of Directors. Now, the NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis back in April, that was a pretty contentious affair, from my understanding. So, there's two types of board members that can be elected to the board. And then there's a 76th board member that everybody can vote for. But the other 75, only the voting membership can vote for. And the two types are the ones that are put forth by the nominating committee and the types that are petitioned. They're petitioned in by the membership. So these three that resigned were all petitioned in. All petitioned in. None of these were nominated by the board, the nominating board. The nominating committee, excuse me. So, there was a series of letters that they all wrote, and what I'm talking about is Esther Schneider, Sean Maloney, Tim Knight. Now, Tim Knight and Sean Maloney were a lot of bang for the buck. They were a lot of bang for the buck. They were on the ground in Colorado during the recall. If you remember that time, was it 2013, 2014? They were on the ground for that. They went to Virginia when McAuliffe was governor, and Bloomberg was trying to flip two seats in the Senate to Democrats so they could have gun control there, because that was all that was there. He threw a couple of million dollars into it, and the ground pounders, the grassroots people, led by Maloney and Tim Knight, got there and effectively made that not happen. So these guys are very, very, very effective when it comes to being in the grassroots. Sean Maloney is, he owns something called Second Call Defense, which has been a sponsor of Lock and Load in the past. And he's had a tough road to hoe, because NRA tried to steal his membership. I'll just come right out and say it. They tried to steal his membership when they came out with the very ill-conceived carry guard. His underwriter at the time for Second Call Defense was Lockton Affinity, who later was snatched from him, and they took when they took it from him, they also took his membership list, and they tried to get the members of Second Call Defense to quit Second Call Defense and go be a member of Carry Guard. And all the while, Sean was a board member in good standing. So these letters they wrote, they expressed their disappointment with leadership, stating that confidence in the NRA's leadership has been shattered, and that they as individuals have been stonewalled, accused of disloyalty, stripped of committee assignments, and denied effective counsel necessary to properly discharge their responsibilities as board members. Their letter also states, in doing so, we hope that in our action resignations, that will serve as a catalyst for the much-needed reform within the NRA so that it can return its focus to the mission, which we remain unwaveringly committed to, protecting the Constitution of the United States, especially the Second Amendment. And how long is this? I can read this to you. I can read this to you. This is the letter. This is the official letter. This coming from, like I said, Esther Schneider, Sean Maloney, and Tim Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with profound disappointment that each of us hereby tenders our resignation from the Board of Directors of the National Rifle Association, effective immediately. We proudly agree to serve as board members of the NRA because of our steadfast belief in the Association's core mission of protecting the Second Amendment and its leadership's commitment to serving the members with honesty, integrity, and transparency. While our belief in the NRA's mission remains as strong today as ever, our confidence in the NRA's leadership has been shattered. As board members, we are duty-bound to act with care and in the best interests of the NRA and in its mission. Proper discharge of the duty compels us to speak up and take action when we become aware of matters within the association that run counter to its mission, governing principles, policies, or the law. Over the past several months, there have been numerous highly publicized allegations of impropriety leveled against the association and certain members of its executive leadership team. In exercising our oversight responsibilities as board members, we have sought information and requested certain actions to be taken with respect to these allegations, only to be rebuffed at every turn. We have expected, or at least hoped, that the executive leadership team would recognize the seriousness of these allegations and work with us in a constructive and transparent manner to address our concerns and minimize any further harm to the association. Instead, we've been stonewalled, accused of disloyalty, stripped of committee assignments, and denied effective counsel necessary to properly discharge our responsibilities as board members. As a result of the foregoing, excuse me, we are left with no other choice but to resign as members of the board of directors. In doing so, we hope that our action will serve as a catalyst for much needed reform within the NRA so that it can return to focus its mission, which we remain unwaveringly committed to, protecting the Constitution of the United States and especially the Second Amendment. Signed, Esther Schneider, Sean Maloney, Tim Knight. Then, a letter from the NRA president, the current president, Carolyn Meadows, was leaked to online forums on the 29th of July. And this may have been the main reason for their resignation, which, you know, she accuses them of getting out and putting it out in the public. I don't have the time to read it all to you, but here's the thing. The NRA is not Wayne LaPierre. The NRA is not Carolyn Meadows. It is not Ackerman McQueen. The NRA is the membership of the NRA. And they have just lost. I'm not very familiar with Esther Schneider, I'll tell you that. But Maloney, Knight, those guys, every time you go to an NRA annual meeting, they're out there in the membership. They're not sitting in a boardroom. They go to the meetings they have to go to, right? But they're out there. They're wearing the credentials saying, I'm an NRA board member. And when a member stops them, they stop and they listen to their concerns. And then they make a note of them. And then they do something about them, or at least try to do something about them. And they just lost a whole lot of bang for the buck there. There's a lot of people that I have seen try to ascend to the board. I'm not going to name names today, but there's a lot of people I've seen that I thought were going to actually make a change when they got there, and they didn't. I'm a little disappointed in a few people right now that got out there and caused a few waves and everything, and then they sort of backed off to pursue other things to see which is going to be the best gig for them. I'm not going to name names on that one either yet, but they just lost a whole lot of stuff. And you will hear from them again, especially Tim Knight. Tim Knight has got a podcast he's starting. I know about his equipment. He and I have talked. He's going to get out there. He's still going to be the grassroots agitator that he is. And he's going to he's still going to be doing his thing. Not real sure what Sean's plans are, and I have no idea what Esther Schneider's got up her sleeve for the next thing. But in the meantime, we wake up and the NRA board is less than it was before. And that's a shame. That is really a shame. It needs to right itself. We need for it to right itself. Going to be right back. This News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The president has decided not to name GOP Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Trump tells reporters he wants to spare Ratcliffe a nasty confirmation battle.
I was reading the press And I could see that the press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man.
Critics of the nomination have pointed to Ratcliffe's lack of experience in national security. China is threatening retaliation if President Trump goes ahead with a planned tariff hike on Chinese goods. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says he doesn't see how this will force China to renegotiate on tariffs.
Trade wars do damage. I don't think it's going to end up in a place where China is going to agree to anything that, of a substance. Now, you know, they may agree to some kind of face-saving arrangement just to get rid of this thing, and the president may do that because he has an election coming, but I don't think this is going to result in a substantive agreement with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News Hour. Let's talk. Well, let me give you a quote first. This is from a gentleman named Dave Young. When you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Which reminds me an awful lot of Buckaroo Banzai for some reason. The term PDW, personal defense weapon, has been conferred by many, especially in the military, upon an ill-defined class of individual weapons that armies, including ours, have historically looked to for issue to rear echelon troops. Back in the Cold War era, commanders imagined rear area personnel having to confront Soviet paratroopers who would be wearing some kind of personal body armor. This was the concept was called the Airland Battle Doctrine, which there was going to be a series of circular battlefields all around each other. There'd be little skirmishes happening all around. No clear-cut line delineating. You know, they were coming from this way, we'd be coming from that way. You know, not like the World War II version of enemy lines. To address the eventuality of these body armor-wearing Soviet paratroopers, they came out with the FNP-90. And it came with a proprietary round, the 5x7 by 28 millimeter. That was introduced. Now, that round did indeed penetrate some kinds of body armor, but it was then, and it is now, expensive. It is now hard to find. And its performance in all other aspects of terminal ballistics is nothing to write home about. The P-90 is a very short, compact piece. It's a short, compact light rifle. You can't carry it in a holster, though. You definitely can't carry it concealed. It's small, but it's not small enough. I've been to some classes, some rifle classes, where people have shown up with P90s as their weapon, and they seem to run fine. They have that funky flat magazine that goes on top of the weapon and feeds in through the back. But the P90 never caught on. It never caught on in the private sector. It never caught on in the police community. And the DOD has never really shown anything more than really casual interest in this. Other weapons, from pistols with shoulder stocks to the miniaturized submachine gun, have also been tasked to fill the role of the PDW with varying degrees of failure and dispassion. Think the MP5 without a buttstock on it. Think, there's lots of things. Think the Glocks that go into the Rony. A lot of things out there. Now, the English term carbine is derived from a French word for cavalry, which is a horse, or for horse-mounted soldiers who were expected to actually fight their fight from the back of a horse. It refers to a short rifle suitable for carrying by horse cavalry that could be fired one-handed from horseback, because you're holding on to the horse with the other hand. The problem with that was by the 1940s, horses were no longer occupied an important position in land warfare, but the term stuck. Now, let's look at the M1 Garand, 30-06 or 7.62 by 63. It was, and it is, a superb infantry rifle for average to large-sized young males who are in really good shape. It was never well-suited for carrying inside a vehicle, nor was it for use by people that were small, nor was it for rear area personnel. And listen, in the military, if you see one combatant, behind that one combatant, there are seven people supporting him. So you're talking secretaries and admins and medics and truck drivers and mechanics. And these guys, as part of their job, they're not trained to expertly operate a M1 Garand. They get to qualify with it, they get a familiarization with it, but they were not trained to do this. So along comes the M1 carbine, which it was firing what was little more than a pistol round. It proved enormously popular in all theaters of World War II, including among frontline troops, but still, it did not fit into a holster. Today's a different day. Today, the troopers now are herded into cramped armored vehicles and helicopters, all of which demand a very short, light, compact rifle, or carbine, if you will. Your rifle, I mean, the weapon has to be so compact it has to be jammed, but, muzzle first into the ground, because you don't want it bumping around with the muzzle end of it flashing around your face. But it literally is right up against you, and it's up and down. So, another thing that has come, another little ditty that has come along. Nowadays, most military people carry a optic on their weapon. And in the age of these sophisticated optical sight radius, which is the distance between the rear and the front iron sights, and, that used to be a thing because the longer, then the more inherently accurate the rifle would be. That became irrelevant because you can zero these optics to where you're hitting. Sight radius, not a consideration. So the modern military rifle today have barrels between 16 and 20 inches, and in some cases shorter than that. But they're just long enough to maximize the bullet velocity. So the question becomes, do modern combatants need PDWs? Well, what about pistols? What about the current SIG P320, the M17 that's being fielded, or the old Beretta 92F, the M9, or for that matter, even a 1911? Isn't the sidearm supposed to fill the role of PDW? Because every day, you out there, and another 18 million like you, and 16 states that have no need for a permit to carry, modern pistols are carried by people just like you every day, all day, fully loaded, in holsters, openly or concealed. When compared to a rifle, the recoil and the noise are relatively mild, and pistols can be brought into action quickly. They can be concealed easily. Modern pistol ammunition is as terminally effective at short range as pistol ammunition has ever been. And while most pistol ammunition is not armor-piercing, we're probably more concerned today with ragtag Islamic jihadis than we are with Soviet paratroopers. Or maybe Antifa. Right, Antifa? So, a modern pistol, routinely carried in a high state of readiness, loaded with high-performance ammunition in the hands of a seasoned operator, that being you, is extremely fast, it's adroit, it's lethal, and it's perfect for close-range personal defense. And that's why 18 million of us a day, including 16 states that have no... We don't know how many people carry in those 16 states. That's why operators in the civilian world carry them everywhere, every day, all day. So the question becomes, why haven't we forgotten the entire PDW leisure domain and just started training troopers who need them how to carry and use their issue pistols effectively? In this age of terrorism, these few troopers, even officers and staff NCOs, we do not see that. They're not allowed to touch pistols. If they do, they get to carry them with an empty magazine, even in combat zones. And, wow, I don't know what you got to do to have a round chamber. And this is all based upon systemic risk aversion, which invariably leads to fear-driven decisions. So, but the problem here is the evidence that's available. That used to be in the 40s. Yes, I understood that. Today, that's not the way that is, because there's empirical evidence out there stating and showing that people carry guns all the day. Every day. And we don't turn them in at the end of the day either. They're in our homes and in our cars, and we keep them and we carry them. We do have unintentional discharges, and we note the procedural lesson and then we move on. We don't take the guns away in a panic. Let me end this with you with a quick saying, if I may. The sunk cost fallacy says it's bad to lose something we've invested time, money, energy, and emotion into, regardless of whether or not that something is actually doing anything for this. Humans are naturally risk-averse, so we stubbornly choose not to lose something over potentially gaining something else, even when we don't like what we would lose. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Before we take off and get into the middle of the weekend, shall we? Back to the NRA, back to these three, and the NRA in general. Now, these directors that resigned, they're very hardworking, thoroughly committed, that resigned their seats in protest over these heavy-handed tactics. They have a fiduciary responsibility to oversee the NRA, and yet when they're trying to gain access to information critical to them to fulfill that fiduciary responsibility, they were told no. So when Snyder, Knight, Maloney, when they all tendered their resignations, it was probably gleefully accepted by President Carolyn Meadows, who, prior to Oliver North resigning, she had been asking questions. So very interesting the way things change. But whether or not Wayne LaPierre participated in financial misdeeds that were clearly going on in the NRA for well over a decade, whether or not he has been correcting the ship over the past year or so, and whether or not LaPierre is personally orchestrating the obstruction and stonewalling that's going on, the fact is that the original lawsuit against Ackerman McQueen is all by itself a public confession that the association management was not being prudent and responsible with the members' money. Plain and simple. They had never asked for a detailed breakdown of what they were getting from Ackerman McQueen. That, along with the wide array of evidence that has come out regarding conflicts of interest, nepotism, cronyism, and the clear incompetence that was on display, on parade in the case of NRA Carrygard, combines to form this damning indictment of the man at the top who was tasked with overseeing all of that, and of the board of directors that was tasked with overseeing the man at the top. And the buck stops with Wayne LaPierre. Now, there's no doubt that this scandal has damaged this trust relationship. And it's also damaged the NRA's brand. The NRA will put out state, you know, like with the Gilroy shooting. I'm sure they're going to put out a statement about that. We feel bad for the family. We hope justice is taken. Once again, this is an indicator of the gun-free zone. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that they're putting out statements. Nobody cares about what they have to say. That's how bad the brand is damaged. Now, the question becomes, what has to be done to restore the trust revive the brand. What's the fastest, most effective, expeditious way of doing it? Sitting there and doing the Kevin Bacon part in Animal House where everybody's running down the street and he's standing in the street going, "Fear not, all is well." While supporting the person responsible for the damage and the loss of trust, that's nothing but a big old bucket of fail. That's horrible. Insisting that only LaPierre can save the NRA, and that without him, the NRA will fail, resulting in Donald Trump losing the presidency and the Republicans crashing in 2020, is simply ludicrous. It is ludicrous. Trump's on a smooth path. The Democratic debates could actually be called campaign commercials for Donald Trump. The clown show just doesn't ever disappoint. But the public position that's being advanced by the LaPierre loyalists on the NRA board is exactly that, that only he can do it. If you go to AmmoLand and look at all the articles being written and published by the NRA sycophants, if you will. Now, Ronald Reagan, famously said, "Trust but verify." And that's as good an idea in business and effective nonprofit organizations as it is in nuclear disarmament. So if the members and the supporters of the NRA, and the supporters of the NRA are having their own little mini-revolt going on, led by a guy named Dale Aquila, who purports to have, I think, $140 million in contributions held up because Wayne LaPierre is still the executive vice president. That'll hurt. That hurts. That stings. Although Carolyn Meadows is out there saying, "Don't worry, we've got plenty of money. Everything's good to go. And in the meantime, I'll get an email from Wayne LaPierre saying," it's from Wayne LaPierre saying, "if you don't send me $25, they're coming with padlocks." So if we're going to see trust in the leadership come back out again, that means there's going to need to be a verification process about how this money is being spent wisely and responsibly. And to that end, it is practical and reasonable for the board to commission an independent audit of the NRA, with special attention being paid to areas of particular concern like fundraising, executive compensation, conflicts of interest among staff and directors, and legal expenses. I got to say, when Wayne LaPierre makes $1.4 million, and he took a payment from his life insurance or something, to where one year he made $5 million. That's 2.5 times the total yearly operating budget of Gun Owners of America that Wayne LaPierre got by himself. So, there's some questions. There's 5 questions. And I'm not looking for the excuse making from various members of the NRA board that's still there. Of the remaining 73 directors, we should ask them these 5 things. Why does Josh Powell still have a job at the NRA after his thorough bungling of Carrieguard? Josh Powell, you know what? I'm just going to lay it out there. I think Sean Maloney had this idea that he would sell Second Call Defense to NRA, and NRA would turn that into Carrieguard. And to that end, he put it out there. And I think some of the board said, "Why should we give him this money?" So they snatched, under Josh Powell, they snatched Lockton Affinity away from him. He's a member of the board, and they're going behind him, a fellow board member, to stab him in the back. I don't understand why he stayed as long as he did. And then they put it out there, and they should have known that this was going to be seized upon, because anytime the NRA, that kind of business, that legal services and insurance thing, that has existed for years. But when the NRA gets involved in it, it shines a spotlight on it, and they started calling it murder insurance. That's what led to the whole thing that's happening in New York right now, was Carrieguard. So, why does he still have a job? Number 2, how is it even remotely possible for a law firm with only about 10 attorneys and a total of 30 to 40 employees to validly bill between $90,000 and $100,000 per day for their services? Number 3, have you personally reviewed the documentation related to the issues raised by Emily Cummins in her briefing notes for the audit committee and her letter regarding William Brewer, who's the attorney? Or have you simply taken someone's word for it that these things have been reviewed, vetted, and approved? Number 4, What do you expect the response to be if you ask to see this information or publicly supported the idea of ordering an independent audit? Number five, what possible rational reason can you offer for Wayne LaPierre blocking any sort of independent audit of the association's books and business practices? What's going on in the NRA today boils down to trust and the lack of it. There is no trust right now. Nobody cares what they have to say. Wayne LaPierre, if you're making $1.4 million a year, do you need a housing allowance? If you're making $1.4 million a year, do you need a clothing allowance? If you're out there, and, you know, I know Alan Gottlieb, I know Larry Pratt, I know other members, I know other people that are in charge of gun rights organizations. Only Alan Gottlieb spends a lot of money on bow ties, and that's it. Everything else is just, you know, Joseph A. Banks, he's told me that himself. He's enough to, if he has anything that's Italian, it's probably some spaghetti at his house in the cupboard. Why do you need stuff like that? Even though you're going to be on TV, they're only going to see you from the chest up. Maybe some nice sports coats, I don't know. Whether the mistrust is founded in rational thought or irrational emotion or some sort of vast left-wing conspiracy is irrelevant. Right now they're trying to say, well, this is all being put out there by our enemies to take us down. Well, no, you put it out there. You caused it. This happened under you. They are paying Ackerman McQueen $42 million a year just for NRA TV, I think. And NRA TV, which had a vast array of talent that I really, really envied their production capability, they didn't have any distribution. This audience is bigger than the NRA TV audience was ever on its best day. And finally, they had to ask, what are we paying for? And they got no answer from that. So then Ackerman McQueen started their thing, NRA started their thing, and we are where we at. So it's a very simple mission. They got to get the house in order. They got to regain the trust of the membership. And that starts with identifying the areas that need work. And you got to start that by finding the areas that need work. And there's one, the easiest way to do that would be an independent audit. Then just ordering the independent audit, that gets you some of that trust back. Then it looks like you're actually trying to solve an issue. So remember, Gun Owners News Hour will soon be something else. In between now and then, keep your heads up. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.